Is cream a gross word?
It is.
It's not the worst word, though.
It's not. I don't think it's the worst.
I'm not canceling it.
The more I think about it, it's worse. It's worse than moist for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, moist is bad. I think cream is creepy, but gets better once you add a Y to it.
Creamy?
because then I start to switch over into just thinking it's like food.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. When it becomes an adjective, I don't want that. I don't want it to be.
And actually, I feel like I hate cream more than creamy. Because cream, I just am like,
well, cream.
Really?
Yeah. Cream is like, okay, that goes in my coffee. Creamy is like something's creamy, and I don't want to know what.
I get that. I get that.
Really? Because I took it the other way. Like,
oh, you think cream is worse?
Cream is kind of gross.
Should we all go in a circle and just say words that will make people tune off of the podcast?
Yes. Let's do it. And right, see who sticks around till the end of the podcast.
Let me start. Panties.
Nipple.
Oh my gosh. Really?
My mother-in-law hates that word. She hates it.
Broad.
Broad? Like broad?
Like a woman.
I don't think that one's I'm canceling broad.
Who says broad?
Broad.
I don't hate broad.
Yeah,
though.
I don't think
you
it doesn't
You can't call
gross
a woman a broad.
Out.
You can't call a woman a broad, but I'm not like, if I hear it, I don't cringe.
You should.
Oh, wow. Oh, I like actually that.
Right.
Yeah, you
wow,
should,
Wow, what
Kyle.
A spin zone. Oh, first of all, you were on my side until all of a sudden.
I'm with Mel now. Wow, Kyle.
I'll change it then. I'll change it. Areola.
Oh.
So the area around the nipple.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, as long as we're going
what
there.
What a weird way to start a podcast, but I love it.
I mean, I'll go to the classic too. Moist.
Moist. Moist is a good one. Damp.
I don't love damp.
Damp and moist, same family, just like the areola and nipple.
Oh, gosh.
People are cringing so hard.
I'm struggling. I may be struggling on this next one. There's one on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of what it is.
Yeah,
but
I'm
it's
all
maybe.
Out.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Just go ahead and say it.
Melissa.
Oh, jeez.
Ew.
Oh, does that just
How
give
you
the heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, hey, it's pretty disgusting.
Ew, it's just so gross.
How dare he?
People are definitely turning off
How
and
dare
unsubscribing
he?
To this podcast.
How dare Austin say that? How dare you say that about
right.
her?
It's a team.
Greta Thunberg, how dare
you? How dare you? Greta Thunberg, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
What about delectable?
That just sounds like something that's like tasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's delectable.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the weird vibes. It's delectable.
No. No.
No?
What I mean, if I was out to dinner and someone said, this is delectable, I'd be like, you're a serial killer.
That's exactly what I'm talking about,
okay.
See?
So in that way, yes, I guess that was, because it's not a word that normal people use in everyday
exactly.
conversation. Yeah.
It, you hear it from someone's mouth and it's cringy.
Yeah. Like Melissa, you put on a nice gown, you're going to a gala, and you're walking down the stairs, and you're... Your Tinder date is at the bottom of the stairs waiting for you. And he just looks and he goes, you look delectable.
So
oh,
he's
my
eating
God.
Her. He's eating her.
Do you know what I do?
Don't,
yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting home that
no,
night.
No, I turn around and I run.
Like, not for like kinky Tinder reasons.
So.
Tinder swindler.
NBC Nightline type reasons. Yeah.
There was a study done to find the 9 most hated words in the English language.
Okay.
Did we hit on any of them?
How many did we get?
Moist we hit, which was number 1.
Nice.
Some of them I think are hated for other reasons, not the reasons we're bringing up, like the cringiness, but panties, number 9, okay. or number 8.
We
cringe
that
in
one.
A way, it's kind of a cringy word.
Yeah,
here is one that we, here are a couple that we missed. Flaccid.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a weird word.
Flaccid is weird.
Yeah, that is a weird word.
Flaccid.
I agree.
This one.
Yeah, that is weird.
Also, puss.
Oh, ew, that one's the worst.
Yeah,
okay.
That one might be my least favorite.
Yeah, that is like a number one for me.
My sister-in-law and even my wife to an extent are like, they're like, they enjoy pimples being popped. And I'm like, you are a disgusting human being.
But some of the other words aren't so much cringe as they're just like, people find them annoying when they hear them. Whatever.
Melissa?
No, that's not on the list.
Oh.
Dude?
Dude?
No, I say that all the time.
It says
cringy.
Here the word dude seems to be loved or hated
dude.
By people. Those who love to use the term have seemingly made it applicable to any and all situations.
Yeah, dude.
Like, which is kind of fair.
I use like in sentences more than I should. In fact, real quick anecdote. In ninth grade, it's a health class. I kept saying like when answering questions. And my teacher, Coach Siegenthaler, who was the athletic director at my high school, he said, if you say like one more time, you have to do a wall sit for 5 minutes.
Wow.
Did you do it?
And I said, and I thought,
like
for a second,
this?
Yeah. Well, and I go, okay. And he goes, now go ahead and proceed with your answer. And I said, well, it's like,
oh.
And he goes, Mr. Huff. Back of the classroom or whatever, and I had to do.
He was trying to break you of it.
Yeah, he was trying to break me of it.
Yeah,
my stupid mind did not adhere to it, and it still didn't adhere to it. The things I say on the air nowadays, anyone listening to this, if you listen to us in the mornings, you'll hear me regularly say like. You'll hear me regularly say, what's the other one? You know. I say you know all the time.
I used to say both of those all the time.
My gosh.
And I think we all still say them sometimes. But I think you start saying that into your early teens and you hit like a high. Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, the older you get, it starts to drop off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because my mom called me out on saying, you know.
Really?
I'd be like, and I don't know, you know. And she'd be like, one time she stopped me in the middle of a sentence and she goes, I just counted you saying, you know, 23 times.
Yeah.
Well, and I said, what?
Do you ever feel like, though, when you take away one of the filler words, you just replace it with something else? Like, you may have stopped saying like.
Do I feel like I've done that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah. I just move on to a different filler word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a new itch.
Right. Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. You know?
Like
I guess.
My mom used to always be like.
Be like.
Okay. Well, then I kind of needed it for that, right?
Yeah. I'll allow it.
My mom used to always say. Austin, you can't say you know in every.
What is she, the boxing coach from Rocky? You gotta get up, Austin.
Why does she sound like she's from the East Coast or something?
Well, first of all, she is from the East Coast. She's a Philly native.
Okay.
So the funny thing is, in high school, my friends would always do that voice when impersonating my mom. And I would always say, she doesn't sound like that. But then after a time, I just thought it was funny to do that voice as my mom.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, I grew up in Nashville. My mom grew up like as a kid in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So she still had like, I guess, somewhat of a Philly accent. Sure. I never heard it, but.
Well, you were probably used to hearing it.
Probably.
So you didn't notice
it. But like
it.
If I go to Philly, I'm like, my mom doesn't sound like true Philadelphians.
Yeah.
And so they would be like, you don't hear your mom's accent? And they would say, Austin, you know, you're going to be grounded this weekend, you know? And I'm like, my mom, exactly what you said. The trainer from Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, my
you got to get up, Austin. You right. got to. We're going to knock you down, but you get back up.
Another Philadelphian, I guess. So it does make a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
But she would always be like, Austin, you got to rid that of your habits. You got to stop saying you know. You got to stop saying like. You're never going to make it on radio if you keep saying these words. Well, who's laughing now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like.
Like it or not, Mom.
Boom.
Moist.
This is the weirdest podcast we've
done. It is so weird. There's not a chance anyone has made it this deep into the pub.
Actually, quick drink.
Deep.
Deep could be it.
Deep could be gross.
It could be, depending on how you say it.
Like, if they look into your eyes, they're like, I'm looking deep into your eyes.
What about slush?
I think it's slushies, so I go to the positive.
I see where you're going.
I see slush on the side of the road after a snowfall.
What about slime?
Slime?
I think of Nickelodeon.
I think of Nickelodeon too, but I think it goes back to your first one if you had a Y to it.
Or
slimy.
What about ooze?
Ooze is a good one.
That's another one.
Yeah. Again, I'll throw this one out. Melissa.
Could you stop it? Stop it.